Yo, what up, what up, what up? You rocking with your boy Darian, and this is the third episode. EP3. We ain't even gonna waste time. We're just gonna jump right into the topic of the day. The topic of the day is relationship diets. What is a relationship diet? Before we look at the word as a whole, we have to look at both words separately. What is relationship? Relationship. The way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. The state of being connected. Diet. The word diet often implies the use of specific, you know how people, black people say specific. I wanted to say specific so bad. The word diet often implies the use of specific intake of nutrition for health or weight management reasons. So let's look at them together. Before we go deeper into that, you know, I want you to think about food real fast. Like, when you eat unhealthy things, you go on a diet to repair your body from unhealthy eating habits, right? Well, look at relationships the same way. It's like, it's the same with relationships. When you do unhealthy things in a relationship, it takes a toll on you mentally. So, stopping those unhealthy things can repair you and make you a better person, not only for you, but your partner. So, I know that a lot of people want to have perfect relationships, you know, the fairy tale relationship. But it's all about how you think and what you feel is perfect. You know, some people like to drive a Toyota. Some people like to drive a Civic, you know. Some people like to drive Ford, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be. A lot of people have different things to what they feel is perfect. Now, you know, everybody's perfection is different. But what I want to do right now is I want to hop in to what are the unhealthy habits so you can have a healthy relationship. We're going to start by the first one. What are the unhealthy habits? Okay, we're going to start with insecurity. Are you insecure? When you out with your bae or your boo, you know, are you feeling insecure? You feel like somebody can take your man or your woman? Like, are you really that insecure? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel as though they found it all in you? You got to get rid of those insecurities. You got to understand that you're not in competition with nobody. Nobody's in competition with you. Whatever's meant to be will be, and what's not meant to be won't. I want to hop into the next unhealthy habit, which is trust issues. Do you trust your partner? Because that could also lead into insecurities too.
Yo, before I continue, we're going to be right back after these messages.
You want to trust them. You want to know that what you tell them belongs between you and them. You want to know that if they go somewhere far off, they ain't going to be out there cheating and doing all the other stuff. You know what I mean? You don't want nobody that you can't trust. Okay. What's another unhealthy habit? Mental and physical abuse. Don't nobody want to be abused. You don't want to be nobody's punching bag. mentally or physically. I know a couple relationships where, you know, that's what they did all the time. They fought. They stuck together, but ultimately it ended up ending. Because that's not healthy. That's unhealthy habits. You don't want to be unhealthy. You don't want to be fighting on your lover and stuff like that. That's not, is that love? That's what you think love is? That ain't love. Same thing with mental. You don't want to be, you know, talking down on somebody. Oh, you ain't this and you this and this and this. And you only this because of me. And that's mental abuse. You don't want to do that. That's mental abuse. What's another unhealthy habit? Doubt. If your partner tell you something like, hey man, look, you know, we kind of tight on funds, man, and but I got a plan for us to make it happen, you know. I got a plan for us to get to the next level in life. And you like, yeah, but I don't really, don't doubt that person. You need to get behind them 100%, man. Because if they plan works, you're going to reap the benefits of it. Don't doubt nobody, man. You don't want nobody doubting you. You know what I mean? And don't doubt yourself either. Don't doubt yourself. What's another unhealthy habit? This one is a big one. Not listening to your partner. You have to listen to your partner. They will let you know what they do and they don't like. You gotta listen to that. But most importantly, you also have to listen to what they're not saying. Because some people don't feel like they can just tell you stuff. They might feel like you might go off the Richter and you don't know how to handle information well enough. So you gotta also look at what they're not saying. Like, fellas, if your girl, you know, is telling you something and she just automatically start getting quiet, right? You gotta look at that, bro. You gotta listen to that, bro. That's, they saying something to you. You don't want nobody to close you out. You don't want nobody closing you out. Allow them to tell you and please take it in and listen to what they're saying. Don't have them talking for no reason. That's gonna make them feel like they ain't important. What's another unhealthy habit? Creating a problem where there isn't one. Listen, don't be creating no problems if it ain't no problems. If we woke up happy and we was having a good day, don't make no problems and shift the energy, man. You want some bullshit today. We was just laughing and having a good ass time. Now you want to have a problem? Come on, man. Don't do that. Do not do that. Like, for example, ladies, if, you know, I just got on the fellas, now I got to get on the ladies. Ladies, if you ask your man a question, be prepared for the answer. Same thing with fellas. Be prepared for whatever answer you get from the question you asked. If you say something like, hey, if we wasn't together, would you mess with her or would you mess with him? And then they answer the question and be like, yeah. And then you be like, ah, yeah, that's your type. Yeah. Like, why the fuck would you? You creating a problem where it ain't one. Don't ask no questions if you ain't ready to hear what's behind it. You ain't ready for that. What's another unhealthy habit? Assumption. Don't assume shit. Quit assuming shit. That's where a lot of relationships fail. I'ma assume some shit. Listen, if a person didn't say it directly, don't take it as they said something. You know what I mean? If they said something to you, don't assume it to be something else. Take whatever they said for whatever they said. If you have a question, ask it. Don't assume, because that assuming shit, that'll get y'all to arguing where y'all don't even need to. And that's creating a problem where it ain't one. Ask questions if you want to know the answer. Another unhealthy habit is pride. You need to learn when to shut the fuck up. Everything doesn't need a reaction. And also, if a person can't talk to you, they're going to want to talk to somebody else. Let them be able to talk to you. Get in the habit of listening, taking it in, and quit taking it so fucking personal. Quit being so fucking prideful. Put your pride to the side. Y'all got the same goal. Y'all want to love and live in happiness. Put your pride to the side. Another unhealthy habit is no communication. Listen, if you want somebody to dwell with you and make you happy, you got to be able to communicate. Because if you ain't communicating, I can see why a person would assume what you're not supposed to do either. But communicate. Help this person understand. Because if you're not saying nothing, how can they know what to do next? Communicate. Another unhealthy habit is no understanding. A person can communicate, but if you don't have no understanding, y'all gonna end up lost. You're gonna end up confused. People gonna end up hurt. A person can tell you something. You can listen, right? You can communicate with them. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all don't have understanding with one another, y'all headed down a road y'all really don't want to be down. Understanding is probably the biggest one. That's how you got in your relationship. You felt like you understood that person and they understood you. Keep that going. Keep that happiness rolling. Fuck everybody else on the outside. You know what I mean? Forget them. Forget what they're talking about. Focus on you and yours. You see what I'm saying? Have understanding. Do you need a relationship diet? Or is your relationship healthy enough to be happy? If you are in a happy state of mind, right, and you know y'all both happy, then you probably don't need a relationship diet. You are content, they are content, y'all gonna be good. I pray for the peace and prosperity of everybody. I hope that y'all last for as long as y'all want to. I thank y'all for listening to this podcast. You're rocking with your boy Darian, and I'm signing out.